Hello and welcome to episode two of the Trash Bros podcast. I am Kyle, your host, Trash Bro number one.
And I'm Dylan, your second host, Trash Bro number two.
And I am Connor, your second host, Trash Bro number two as well.
All right. As you can tell, we are amazing at counting.
I can count to two, okay?
Yeah, we are.
Pretty good.
Yes, you can. All right.
I mean, you're...
You got two numbers you can count between them? Can you count down from two, though?
2-1. Boom.
Oh, my word. You are the best.
You did it. I'm impressed. It's better than I can do. I can only get to 1.5.
I get to 1.75, so there.
Dang, you're the
you
worst
guys are
here.
So you're trash, bro. Stupid.
Hey, it's the name of the show. All right.
So clever.
Well, we got some good stuff lined up for you. The first segment is a top five segment. Connor, you want to do that?
Not really, but I will.
Well, okay, you're doing it. Go.
Oh, sweet. So, first of all, I'm gonna crack open this can of Diet Coke. Okay, if I can. Oh yeah.
Ooh. Got a nice jealous, crispy dude. Sound.
Wait, it's wait. Jelly. I want some Diet Coke now.
That's some good
tasty,
Diet
tasty.
Coke. Woo! Okay. So, top fives. We decided that we were going to do, well, I decided that we were going to do top five movies. You're just top five of all time favorite movies, going from number five all the way to number one being your favorite movie of all time. So, I think as the host and as the most amazing person here, Trash Bro number two, the second one, I'm going to start. Does that sound okay with you guys? It better be. Even if it's not, I'm still going to go
by
first.
Me. Go for it.
Kyle, did you die?
No, I'm just waiting for this to get going.
Oh, okay.
I was kind of rewriting my list so I knew what to do.
Ah,
I kind of jumbled
right.
On my other paper.
So, number five on my list is The Emperor's New Groove.
Number Ooh! Four,
that's a
yes.
good one.
Yes. I love that movie. Number four on my list is Groundhog Day. That's a
Ooh.
Great movie, too. All of these movies
I've
I think
never
are
actually
great.
Watched that.
You need to. I love it. Number three is Nacho Libre.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Classic.
I know.
Nacho is a... Oh. Mm.
Classic.
Classic.
Crispy.
I didn't just... okay. Number two on my list is Napoleon Dynamite.
All right. I expected that one to be number one.
Actually. Oh, really? It's very close. Honestly,
yeah.
It is incredibly close to being number one. But my number one, does anyone have any guesses? Kyle, if you know it, don't say it. Dylan,
I have no clue whatsoever.
Your number one? Say Return of the Sith?
No, that one's a good one, though. My favorite is The Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
really
told me
one.
This the other day. I should have remembered that.
Yes, I know you should have.
Okay.
Now,
fair enough.
We can either move on or we can talk about my listing. Or we can talk about all of our listings all at once. Or
host?
I don't know.
First, since
okay,
we're
first
already...
off, first off, it's trash.
I do agree with most of your selection, but
this is what
with,
I think.
Yeah, your selections are pretty good, pretty solid.
I agree that they're trash. That's, I don't agree with most of your selections. My English is very good.
I agree with most of them. They're horrible.
Exactly.
Yeah, I really like The Princess Bride. It's got everything a stoic man could ever want. Action, chivalry, comedy, romance, comedy. I'm not very smart.
I can only think of three things.
It's got incredible one-liners. I love that movie. If I can quote a movie nonstop from and like throughout the day, just like use any line at any moment.
Oh yeah,
it's fantastic.
That's like growing out of my face.
So
Nacho is such a good film. I don't know why I didn't.
It's
put that
so
in my,
stupidly good.
Probably should.
So that's why that one's my number one. Some good runners up One was Megamind. I love Megamind.
Oh, Megamind's amazing. Great. See,
I didn't spend days
on my list. I just sat down kind of before the episode and wrote down a few things. So I didn't really think about it properly.
I was telling you to get this list ready for like 3 days and you did it right now.
We might have to, in future episodes, we might have to like come back and redo these and do it so I can do it properly.
What do you... Okay, this is your own fault. This is your own fault.
I know. Okay. I'm taking the blame.
We need to redo this properly. How about this? Next episode, you have your proper list together. And then I don't kill you tonight.
Just get interested. That order of events doesn't work out very well.
Please keep us monetized.
Okay, Connor, anything else to say on your top fives?
Yes, another runners-up was actually Revenge of the Sith from Star Wars, Episode 3. Good. I love that movie. Out of all of the Star Wars movies, that one's my favorite. I love Episode 3.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Other than that, I don't think there's anything to add. I do really like Groundhog Day. I think I've only seen it once, but it's so Titanic is so good. No, I'm just kidding. I've never seen Titanic, actually.
You're not in the friend group anymore.
Don't waste your time.
Yeah, I've never seen Titanic or E.T. And
I don't watch either. E.T. So
Connor, I don't know. You were probably busy. We watched E.T.
We started watching it, and Mom was like, sit down, watch this movie. And I was so bored. I got up and started playing a video game or something. I can't remember. But I didn't actually watch it. I think I was there for like the first 5 minutes. And I didn't really want to watch it because I've never had an interest in it. So,
oh my gosh! Okay.
While he dies, Dylan, you do yours.
All right. Starting off, this one will surprise you a little bit. Now, this is Taylor would appreciate this one. My fifth spot is the movie Spirit. I don't know if you guys
have
seen
serious?
That movie.
I am very.
I
surprised.
Am actually serious with you. You have no idea how much I've watched that movie, and I actually love that movie. Me and Taylor used to watch it, like, all the time.
Well, when we were at your house once, Taylor put that on, and you were like, oh my gosh, Spirit again?
Sorry, well, but I still like the movie, because, you know, I grew up in it. So, anyways, so Spirit's number five. Number four is going to be Lilo and Stitch, the first one.
Wait, say that again.
Sorry.
Lilo and Stitch.
Okay. I figured that's what it was. I
love the Lilo and Stitch movies.
Really?
All of them. They're awesome. Cobra Bubbles. You remember him?
Yes. Cobra Bubbles.
I don't know what they call it when things go wrong.
It's amazing.
So, yeah, that was number four. Number three for me is Emperor's New Groove.
All right, dude, you are...
Be on the list.
You're cutting out a whole lot. Repeat number three.
Number three is Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
Nice. Perfect. Nice, good choice.
Yeah. So, good one. Love that movie. Number two is going to be Revenge of the Sith. Because... That movie's just great.
The movie is fantastic.
I absolutely love Revenge of the Sith. And then for my number one slot is Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Ooh!
That's my favorite movie
ever. Return of
the
King
is super
good.
Did you know that Kyle's...
It is such a good movie.
I'll wait and see what... Yeah, Return of the King is my favorite out of all the Lord of the Rings movies.
I mean, I love all the Lord of the Rings, but Return of the King is just something special. I can watch that movie over and over again. I love it.
Yes. It is very good. Especially extended version. It's like 5 hours long.
Who doesn't want to watch a movie for 5 hours? I believe it's actually 4.5 hours.
It's
yeah, ridiculous. All the extended versions are between like 3.5 or 4 hours.
They're pretty redonkulous.
Pretty long. But it's worth it. If you have not seen them, why not? And get a life.
Wow, yeah, exactly. Oh my word, that is a little bit.
Okay. If you don't watch the extended edition, it doesn't count. Go watch them again.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but
I would, and I did. So there you go. Go watch all the right. extended edition of Lord of the Rings. You will not be sorry. And if you
all
are,
I would say is that you're missing out on about 30 minutes of content that can be like done with... it's. What? It sounds like Undertale. What's happening right now?
It Dylan... does. We have some audio issues. Don't know if you could, really.
I don't know. It seems to.
There we go.
It seems to just like start randomly. I haven't done anything.
Dylan, you so. Better. You know what? Don't make me spank you, boy.
Boy.
All right, Kyle. You want to start with your list? That's great.
Yes.
Wow, Kyle. What a great list. So anyway, that was top fives.
Hey. No.
Hey, wait a minute.
All right. Okay. So here we go. I have, like, as you guys were going through those, I was remembering a lot of movies.
You can't workshop this list.
Stop. I didn't talk for yours. I have it down to a solid list.
Good, finally.
I have ties for almost every spot. I'm not going to go through all of them. Okay, shut up.
You're not allowed to have
ties. I know you
I
just...
Kyle,
stop,
no,
let me
no.
talk.
Listen
let
to
me talk.
This.
Okay,
I literally
my number five
said to
spot.
You. Ah, that's so
my number
I
five
said
spot.
To you, you're not allowed to have ties. I said that was in the rules. Like, no ties, 5-1. That's it.
Okay, well, again, I didn't spend days on this, so I didn't work it out to a science.
You could have. You should
a break.
Have.
So, Connor,
you had the time.
I have no mute button for you, but I really wish I did. Shut up so
you
I can get my
if
list.
You say one of your ties, I'm going to come in there and rip out your earbuds. Throw your phone in. Awesome. You cannot
okay,
have ties.
Here we go. Well, you said runners up, so that's basically all
yeah,
these are.
Yeah, no. I said runners up. They're not in my top five, but they almost.
Can I get my
it.
List now?
Please? No.
This is great.
Anyway, guys, that
quality,
was top
guys.
Five.
So
quality.
Going
here
on
go.
From top fives, we're gonna have a segment
Connor,
where
please
yeah.
shut up. Thank you. So
follow me!
My number five spot is Solo, A Star Wars Story.
A lot of people, Solo, really?
A lot of people don't like this film. I am a huge fan of heist films.
I don't
films.
Like it.
I
mean, honest.
I loved heist films so much. And heist books, just anything with that kind of energy, which is why I love the Mission Impossible films.
Ooh,
I should have
yeah,
put
okay.
a Mission Impossible
yeah.
film in there. I didn't think of that until just now.
I didn't really care for the Solo movie. I didn't really care for Rogue One either. I didn't care for either of those. Like
Rogue
they're
One
both
was okay.
They're both good. I think I like Rogue One better because Darth Vader's in it. But I didn't really like Solo that much. Anyway, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like Solo much either, but you know.
Yeah. Well,
each to their own.
It wasn't
anyway. So the next one, number four on my list, is The Italian Job.
Ooh.
I've never seen that.
I haven't seen that in a
long
time.
It's an older film. It's again, it's another heist film.
Oh, imagine that.
I love heist films so much. Again, had I thought about it, I'd put probably some of the Fast and Furious or
you just put like all five Mission Impossibles in a row.
Because those are really, really good.
In my
films.
Number
I just
five
didn't think
spot,
about it.
Mission Impossible okay. number five.
Okay, so my third spot goes to Inception.
You have I've never seen Inception.
I've only seen it once, but it was really the concept of it was really cool. It's just such a cool movie.
I've never seen Inception either. I'm very uncultured here.
Yeah,
I never thought you saw. When did you watch Inception?
I watched Inception on. I think it was a plane ride back from the States in March. And well, it was on there, and I was like, "Ooh, that's cool." So I watched it, and it was pretty good.
I have always wanted to see that movie because it looks so good.
It is actually really cool.
Okay, stop it. Just go on. Don't.
Okay. second spot is. Lord of the Rings 2, The Two Towers.
Number 2?
That's when the Rohan comes in. The Riders of Rohan, Rohan, however you say it. That was a very weird accent. Riders of Rohan. I love that theme song. I love the whole film. It's just a really cool... That's also where Saruman like gets trolled off the tower and impaled. Spoilers, go watch the films.
Everything's ruined now.
If you guys can guess my top one, I will PayPal you.
Top movie. $5.
It better be Napoleon Dynamite.
No comment.
I'm about 100% certain it's not.
Can confirm it is not. It is not Napoleon Dynamite.
I'm going to say...
I have no idea what your favorite is.
I'm going to say Emperor's New Groove.
No. He threw me for a loop with the Inception and Solo stuff.
I didn't even know you've seen that.
Wow. I don't know why that's a ha moment. All right.
Huzzah. All right,
my top favorite movie, the one I could probably sit down and watch back to back to back.
Joke's on you. No one cares. This has been top fives.
Is Star Wars 3.
Okay, that is my, good.
It's my favorite Star Wars film. It's my favorite film of all time as of right now.
You know,
I love it so much because of one, all the memes, all the quotes that are from it that we use on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, that's, I feel kind of left out now that that's not on my list, but I can't describe how much I do like that movie. It probably would be on top five on my list. It should probably replace Groundhog Day since I've only seen that once. But
yeah,
I don't know. Groundhog Day was just such a good movie.
Now I thought about this list as you guys were going through yours. I kind of rewrote it a few times. I went through Captain
America 2. Of course you did.
Let's see, what did I go through? I went through Thor 3. That's a good one. Emperor Groove almost made it on there.
Oh yeah.
What about Bob? That was the number five spot before I decided to move it off. That's a really, really good.
If you haven't seen that,
go watch that.
What about Bob?
I haven't seen that. No,
it's so good. I sail, ahoy!
Oh, it's called What About Bob? I thought you said What About, and then the movie was called Bob.
No. It's called What About.
No. Yeah, the movie is actually called What About Bob.
It's with
still never seen it.
It's really good. Same guy who does Groundhog Day.
I don't like Bill Murray. I really don't like. He played on this movie. I can't remember the name of it. It was this kid's movie me and Taylor watched ages ago. And it was like with these germs that lived inside this guy. And the actor that they lived inside of was Bill Murray.
Oh, yes. And I've heard of this.
It was just – the movie was just disgusting to me. And so every time I see that guy, I'm just like, ugh.
I've never seen that or even heard of that.
You don't want to. It's not
is it? Is it with like the cartoon on the inside of the body? Yeah. Okay, yeah. I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
I have never.
Taylor hate. That's why Taylor hates that actor too. Well, it's one of the reasons she hates him, is because we watched that movie, and all we can think of when we think of Bill Murray is that guy.
Well, all right.
It's like not bueno.
I've never even heard of any of that.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's my top five as of right now. The hastily put together ramshackle for me, anyway.
Kyle, next time
I'll spend more time on the next one. Don't worry.
As soon as I give you like the topic, you have to write down the list or at least start workshopping it.
I will put more effort on the next one. Don't you worry.
I told you about this 3,000 months ago.
Right. So yeah.
Yeah.
How about that? Oh, here's a conversation starter for the conversation part. Who's your favorite actor?
I don't know.
We're on the topic of
have any idea.
I have no idea, dude.
No idea. Oh, I just.
Oh,
thought of...
I know. Daisy Ridley.
Kill me.
Yeah. Okay. She's not actually. Right. I just wanted Dylan to say that.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. I don't ask that often.
Yeah, it's an interesting question.
You know what?
If I do say so myself, of course, yes.
Ewan McGregor. I really like Ewan McGregor. I've seen him in more than just Star Wars, but I love his performance in Star Wars, so.
Yes, that is worth.
Did you know he's Scottish?
I did.
Yeah, you better.
Yes.
How can you
have... My favorite...
Scottish.
Yeah, if you're not Scottish, then that's a very cool.
Really?
I mean, Conor McGregor is Irish. Right. So,
but yeah, Conor is an Irish name.
Fair, I guess. Fair.
Yeah,
enough.
But McGregor is, I don't know. Ah, what is that?
It sounds Scottish.
Popcorn.
What?
I really don't know.
Yeah, Ewan McGregor is good.
Ewan McGregor is a great actor. I don't know. I'd have to think more about this. I don't really know who my favorite actor is. Ewan McGregor is really good, but he's not my favorite. Hey, I don't know. Benedict Cumberbatch is really good. Paul Rudd is really good.
Paul Rudd's actually, yeah, Paul Rudd's.
Oh, you know what? I think I do know. I think Steve Carell is my favorite actor.
He's a good actor.
He's really good.
Yeah, it's definitely my headset.
Get Smart. Get Smart is another film.
Give me a second.
No, it's fine.
Steve Carell plays it. Wait, what's going on?
I don't know. I think he's changing his headset.
All right.
Get Smart is such a good movie, and I love the way he plays characters. Like on The Office, I love Michael Scott's character. I think it's ridiculous, but I really do like Steve Carell.
Yeah, he is really good. The way he does his characters, I think certain, certain actors, they'll get so into their roles and it'll just add to the character. And some of my favorite moments in movies are actually the ones that are totally unscripted. They just kind of go off the books and they just kind of make up their own whatever it is. And it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Dylan, are you back? And if so.
No, wait. Okay. I'm sorry. I have to take that back. My favorite actor is either Steve Carell or Harrison Ford. Yeah. Harrison Ford, his portrayal of Han Solo, fantastic. And Indiana Jones. It's, I agree. Oh my word. It's so good.
It's very good. I don't know. I really like Orlando Bloom.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
His actors are really good.
His
characters his that he plays are really good. I love Legolas. I love Will, whatever his face is.
Will Smith. Will Porter.
Will Turner. That's what it is. I could not remember his name in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Will Pivot.
Will Pivot for cash. But yeah, his actors are really good. I also really like Benedict Cumberbatch because he plays Smaug the Dragon. Huge fan of dragons. They're awesome.
I don't like Benedict Cumberbatch that much, to be honest.
He's
not a bad actor. He's just not really my favorite. I feel like he's overhyped most of the time.
Yeah, I like Benedict Cumberbatch because he shares my birthday. So, yeah.
Does he?
He does.
Like that NATO Dorito. It is
indeed. And that's why we will always be related.
Do you guys know any actors? Well, aside from Connor. Do you guys know any actors that share your birthday?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Well, I said aside from you, dingus.
Well, you can't say, do you guys? I mean, you just ask Dylan, Nick. He's the only other one here.
In answer to your question, no, I'm not aware of anybody.
The only one I'm aware of is Danny DeVito, which is kind of disappointing. No offense to Mr. DeVito.
I mean, you guys kind of look alike.
Wait, you
shut up.
Danny DeVito.
Say what again? Sorry.
Say you share your day with Danny DeVito.
I did.
Wow. Actually, love that.
Dylan, is your birthday August 16th?
No.
Okay.
It is? How do you know my birthday?
It's not like we've known each other for...
Dude, no way!
8 years.
You share a birthday with Steve Carell.
What?
Not even kidding.
Holy cow.
Yeah, you do. Are you serious? I'm not joking.
Wow.
Of course I do. What do
okay.
You
yeah, wow. That's the first name... Wow, okay.
He's turning 57?
Sweet.
Yeah. Dylan, you got Steve Carell. I got Benedict Cumberbatch. Kyle got Danny DeVito.
Hold on. There are others. That's just the only one I remember right now. Hold on.
I'm just happy I know that now. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. No, I'm so happy right now.
Yeah. Clearly means
there are other people who have famous birthdays.
Kyle, we believe you.
No, hold on.
I share my birthday.
Oh wow, Vespasian, Roman emperor. I don't even know who that is.
Wow, we're talking about actors.
He's an actor. He was an emperor.
No, what?
All politics are just actors. You know this. Politics. That's how you. Anyway.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Anyways.
There's those one-liners again. We love one-liners as a group. We use them so much, which is why any film that is full of one-liners is the best.
That's why Nacho Libre is so good.
Yes.
I like Nacho Libre more than Napoleon Dynamite just because I think it has more easily quotable one-liners.
Are you serious right now? I am going to slay you.
I agree with him, but for a different reason.
Like, get that corn out of my face. Like that. I love it.
So what you're saying to me is that if I eat this apple or if I eat this egg, I will become the best fighter in the whole world.
Whoever lives.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, whoever lives.
Definitely.
But guys, if you look at my top
high five.
Three favorite movies, Princess Bride, Napoleon Dynamite, Nacho Libre, those are like the three most quotable movies I have ever known.
Princess Bride has
Princess Bride is probably the most quotable movie ever.
Yeah, it's been around for so long, too, which does help it.
That is actually, yeah, that's really good.
So, like, people nowadays might not have seen Nacho Libre or Napoleon Dynamite, but they might hear the quotes and not know what it is. But even if you've never seen The Princess Bride, you know the quotes from it. Like, you know, anybody want a peanut? Everyone knows that. And if you don't, go watch The Princess Bride because it's a great movie.
Forget about Lord of the Rings. Watch The Princess Bride first, then watch Lord of the Rings.
Wow, I knew you would come to my side.
You fool.
Yeah.
I will not so really easily.
But yeah, you best believe my kids are going to see at least Nacho and The Princess Bride.
You're going to have kids?
Eventually.
Possibly.
Wait, what is that from?
Episode 2. Attack of the Clones.
Right.
Possibly. Pack your bags. We're leaving.
Pack your bags.
That voice actor is one of the best ever.
Oh, he really is.
I love that guy. It's great.
What's the best like gaming voice actor like that you've heard? Because that guy, I think he does the original Battlefront 2 campaign voiceover.
I'm pretty sure he does. Yeah, they got him to do it. It's so good.
It's amazing. Because sometimes they'll get the original, like Connor, you said this for the new Battlefront 2. You said you didn't like the voice actor they got to play Finn.
I know.
But they got John Boyega.
I looked it up. So... I was so disappointed in myself. I was like, this dark guy doesn't even sound like John Boyega. And next thing you know, it's John Boyega.
Luckily for me, I don't even like him. So, either way.
I don't really either. I don't really like his character in Star Wars. His acting is fine. I just don't like his character.
Yeah.
I guess I should say that. It's not that I don't like John Boyega. It's that I really hate his character in Star Wars. I guess that's
what did his character ever do to you?
He's just he does nothing useful in the whole freaking.
Yeah. Well, I think I think with the sequel trilogy, they kind of screwed the whole process up because they switched directors twice.
Well, yeah, and it was J.J. Abrams directed episode 7. What was the other guy? What's his name? Oh, Rian Johnson directed episode 8, and episode 9 was J.J. Abrams again. Rian Johnson and J.J. Abrams do not get along from what I've heard, and they both had different ideas of what they wanted for the sequel trilogy. So that's why, J.J. Abrams created Snoke as a character. But, and, like, there's always, in every Star Wars trilogy, there's always been a big villain behind the scenes. And that's what Snoke was supposed to be. But,
I was Rian a little disappointed.
Johnson, Rian Johnson didn't like that, so he killed him off, which is why in episode 9, spoilers, but you should have seen it by now, that's why Palpatine came back, because J.J. Abrams wanted a big role. And who better than Palpatine, the old guy who's lived for like 3 million years.
Well, technically that was a clone of himself.
True, but it was still him.
That wasn't even... That wasn't even a clone. He says he I can't remember exactly where he says it. He says he survived the Death Star blast.
What?
He survived being on the Death Star.
Being thrown into the main reactor core.
Yep, my word. And blew up. He survived that. That's the official canon. Is he lived through that, and he's been sustaining himself this whole time. That's why his body's all mangled and torn up. It's not a clone. It's his original body, because he somehow freaking survived that.
I was going to say, why would his clone be all mangled and stuff?
Oh, his clone is old. Yeah.
Because at first, when I first watched it, I was under the impression, I was like, oh, well, he's a clone, because I'd seen that Legends before. I was like, oh, it's just a clone of him. But then I was watching stuff after the movie, and all these YouTubers are like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. This is the new canon that he actually survived the Star Wars or the Death Star blast. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that Who is decided kind of scary. That?
Just make him a clone. It's infinitely better. It's an infinitely better option.
Like, yeah. Why? Well, my question would be, how did he survive the Death Star blast?
Well, because... that is the question, Kyle. That's what we're saying.
Yeah. How did he do it? Because...
They give, like, no explanation or nothing for it. It's, like, the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. This,
as you can tell,
so poorly thought out and so poorly executed, it's just horrid.
Terrible. Yeah. As you can tell, we are not sequel trilogy
Pick fans, your bags.
Okay. Pick your bags, Willie. Okay, I won't say that I'm not a fan of the sequel trilogy. I think it brings something else. It kind of closes out the trilogy.
It brings something. It's nothing good.
Well,
yeah, it closes years... out the series. It's a good set of films. It's not great. It's not amazing. It's just good. It's Star Wars, so it's good.
No,
I disagree. Like, but
The directing got all screwed up. The narrative got all screwed up. Episode 8 doesn't even have a purpose in the timeline, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's the thing I don't like. They, like, J.J. Abrams literally just redid everything that Rian Johnson did in episode 8. He brought back a big villain. He brought back Kylo Ren's mask because he wanted Kylo Ren to have a mask. And he, like, Reylo happened. Oh my word. I haven't thrown up so much. Ugh. What? Where did that come
That surprised
from?
Me.
They were like, first 2 hours of the movie. An hour, you know, after 2 hours and 1 minute, they're like smooching on the big screen. I'm like, oh my word, what is going on? This was so, it was so uncalled for. Like, what was the point?
Yeah, no, like, one wanted so, it. In the originals, I think, was it the originals? Yeah. With Han Solo and Leia, you can tell that there's something there, right? Throughout the movies, you can tell.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Because they allude to it, they hint to it. There was none of that. With Rain.
Yeah, there was like absolutely nothing.
And then just all of a sudden at the end of the film, big smooch, and then Force Ghost Kylo Ren. Which that surprised me as well. That he just died. The end of the Skywalker.
Well, because it transferred his life or something. Yeah,
Force
I don't know.
Healing ability.
Yeah, I was really confused by that as well, but apparently.
Which was again something they added in episode 9. Not even episode 7, the beginning of the trilogy. Episode 9, they
Force
healing.
Something that wasn't even alluded to that was a thing at all, and it just comes out of nowhere at the beginning of episode 9. This, like, super healing that can heal lethal wounds.
At the cost of your own life force. Now, if they could have stretched the story of episode 9 to cover episode 8 and 9, then it might have been a better story. Episode 8 just does not have a purpose, and I think that's because they changed directors.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I honestly think that episode 9 is better than episode 8. Episode 9 seems to have more purpose since it's the ending of the trilogy. I think that's why I like it better. Episode 8 was throw up from Rian Johnson. Mm. It was horrid.
Yeah. Like, well, and even there were plot points that didn't get covered because there was that dude, the gambler, in episode 8 who betrayed Finn and Rose?
Like, who was it
who was he, and he just escaped. You don't see anything from him at all ever again.
Why? It
just doesn't make sense.
That's weird. But yeah, if I'm being honest, I hate episode 8. I think Force Awakens was the best of the three.
Oh yeah, easily.
Easily. I hate episode 8, but episode 9 for me is the worst because Palpatine was brought back. Now, I love Palpatine. He's my favorite Star Wars character. But since they brought him back, it like ruins the entire original trilogy. The point of the entire original trilogy is completely ruined because he's still alive.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like it's like it might as well not have even happened because
yeah, it almost discredits sacrifice at the end of episode 6.
It does. It completely throws away everything that every character in the original trilogy worked for. It throws it all away so they can have a big bad villain because they got rid of Snoke.
Yeah. And, okay, here's another question. That's more like a lore question about that. If Palpatine had survived his fall, they would still be able to sense him, right?
You would think so.
And, like, I don't know. It's... he cannot have survived. They need to give an explanation for how, because I am still perplexed about that.
If he survived, he should have been like a skeleton or something, like a force-sensitive skeleton, somehow. Because I mean,
or maybe literally not, burned not him even...
alive. He blew up. How did he? Did he like protect himself with the force, like a force bubble or something?
Okay. Well, you know how. Throughout episode 7 and 8, Kylo talks to Vader's helmet, right? We don't know how he has it. He just kind of does.
Yeah, that was a big question when episode 7 came out.
Oh, and yeah, and that never got answered. How
he and came, same with, like where did his helmet come from? Why does he have it? And then also, where the heck did Luke's lightsaber come from? Like, it was on Bespin. Yeah. How did they get it back?
yeah, Bespin's a gas planet. How... yeah, that doesn't make sense. And how who's Maz? Give us an explanation for that character, please.
Okay, well, this is the thing. I think that George Lucas should not have sold it to Disney. I understand that he got a lot of money from it. He's like he's an old fat guy now. I understand. Chilling on his his private island, whatever. But I don't think that for the good of Star Wars, it now, I'm not saying that I wouldn't do that too if Disney offered me that much money, however much it was. I wouldn't say that I wouldn't sell that. But, and I know that he wants to retire. But anyway, I think that for the good of the Star Wars community and Star Wars as a whole, I think it was a very bad idea to sell it to Disney of all companies, because every single thing Disney does ever is a cash grab. It doesn't matter the quality.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter the people. It's all for money. So
yeah, you'll notice
Lucas, if George Lucas made the sequel trilogy, if he was ever going to do that, which I'm sure he would have listened to the community, but if he ever made it, it would have been, there was passion behind it. He created Star Wars with a passion. So yeah. Disney having it, everything they do is just for money. So obviously there's no passion behind it. Which is why so many people were upset with the sequel trilogy, because it was so – you could tell there was nothing behind it. It was all like C-3PO with the red arm. What in the world – why? For money, for toys.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, and again, you can tell, or you'll notice, all the Star Wars products, they don't have any of like the original characters on them. It's all Rey,
Finn. Oh, yeah. Even if it's BB-8. Like Darth Vader or Han Solo or Anakin Skywalker.
Darth Vader – and that'll be it from the originals, from the first 6 movies. That's the only original character that shows up in their marketing. It's all Rey and Poe and BB-8. That's it. BB-8 more than all of them, because I don't know.
I think
people find him really amazing. I don't know why.
But, yeah, I know.
You
know,
R2 like... is infinitely better.
See,
I don't even like R2 that much.
Yeah, I like C-3PO. Honest. I think C-3PO is probably my favorite C-3PO droid.
Infinitely.
Actually, no. That's not my favorite droid. My favorite droid is R5-D4. He's the red droid that Luke buys in episode 4. You know, Luke's like, I'm going. This one's got a bad motivator lock. And it blows up.
Look.
Uncle Owen, what about that one? Oh, just
he was like favorite. A force-sensitive droid or something, wasn't he?
In Legends, yeah, he was supposed to be. And he, like, sensed that if R2-D2 didn't didn't like go with Luke, then the galaxy would never be saved. So he blew himself up so that he would. It's in Legends. So technically it didn't happen, but yeah,
that's another thing I don't like that Disney did. They like all of the lore that was actual lore
is discarded now.
Yeah, they just took it and said, nope. Throwing it all away.
Well, the see, only thing that is that was canon... one of the weird things is after they did that, they got rid of Legends, and then it was whatever the next movie that came, the next movie that came out after Legends was gone. I don't remember if that was Force Awakens or not. But Kathleen Kennedy, who's kind of like the overall in control of what happens with Star Wars at the moment, she's like, well, we don't have anything to – they're working from scratch. She's like, this is hard because we don't have anything to build off of. She's like, we're just having to make this stuff up from scratch. And it's like, you literally just removed like
so much information.
Of source material. Like, it's ridiculous how much
they're working. Some of my favorite – Star Wars stories take place in the future.
Yeah.
Like in Legends future. That's awesome. Or like in the Old Republic, which I believe is canon through some convoluted means. Or yeah, I think the time period Old Republic is canon.
Yeah.
Because in the Rebels TV show, they mention Revan.
No, they don't. They mention the leader of the Old Republic or something. I remember you made a big deal about that.
No, wait.
Said his name.
There was something I saw. The Sith Trooper Legions from Rebels. One of them is named Revan Legion.
Yeah, I've actually seen that too. I know what you're talking about. They're okay. It's so, called, like, the
Revan is one of my favorite Star Wars characters from the Old Republic. To me, I'm like, I think he's canon. They're not going to do anything with him because.
Okay, guys, actually. Do you want to make that our top fives for next week is Star Wars characters? As long as we're talking about it so much.
Yeah.
Cool with me.
Awesome. So, Kyle, make sure you get that list ready right now.
I'll have it done before the episode's over. That's a lie.
Okay. But yeah, we'll
I'm not doing that. I'll have it ready.
Five,
don't worry.
We'll get our top five favorites out next week. Because it's
five Star Wars characters.
It's pretty cool, man.
So, but yeah.
Yeah.
Where were we? We were somewhere a second ago, and that kind of lost.
You said something about Revan.
Revan before that.
Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say, Dylan. You said that they got rid of a whole bunch of other
source material.
Yeah. But a lot of that source material was after the. After episode 6. So I think that they tried to get rid of as much as they could without screwing everything up so that they could kind of have a clean slate for the sequel trilogy.
I mean, I understand that, but here's my problem. If they had gone on and made the sequel trilogy and it was this original and really good characters, really good story, it was just good in general, I wouldn't mind so much, but they had great stuff to work with. I imagine a lot of fans would have just rather seen stuff from Legends turned into a movie than basically just see the original trilogy remade with boring black characters.
Yeah.
See, that is why I like The Mandalorian so much. It's original. We've never seen anything like it, but the characters are so good.
Well, actually, apparently, I was talking to a friend about this. Boba Fett is supposed to be in season 2, and at the end of one of those episodes, he was you saw the person's foot. You saw he was tracking the Mando.
Yeah, they found the Imperial lady that one of them.
Yeah, that was supposed to be Boba Fett, which just goes to show you unless Star Wars HQ, unless they kill someone off and like make it known. Everyone is not dead. So, like, obviously the Emperor was still alive.
Now, Boba Fett surviving.
And same with Mace Windu. Like, everyone wants Mace Windu to come back. They all think that he's still alive, which he should be, to be fair. You literally saw him, in episode 2, you saw him jump off that balcony when his robe was on fire and land, like, he just jumped in the air, like, 2 inches.
Yeah.
So
and, now hold on. Death was implied, but you never see my dead body.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like I don't understand how he is supposed to have died from that. I don't care how high up he was. He can use the Force just like he did.
Yeah. I mean, even losing both his arms.
Yeah. That's
obviously not a problem because everybody has robotic stuff.
Actually, you know what? Count Dooku has a robotic body. He's still alive.
Wait.
I'm kidding, Kyle.
Eventually, everybody in Star Wars is going to be brains in a jar.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
At the current rate.
Brains in a jar. So, Kyle, what were you saying about Boba Fett?
I was going to say Boba Fett surviving is a big canon thing. Just a second. Turn it down. Yeah, sorry. Boba Fett surviving is a big thing that has kind of been established to have happened, and that's in that source material that they discarded. That's in Legends that he survived and got out of the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah, like that was a. I think he is a really cool character, and I think that was a really stupid way to kill him off. Even though it was like the end, supposed to be the end trilogy. So if you think about it, back when that first came out, you think, you know, like you don't know any of this other stuff. You don't know anything about Anakin Skywalker or you know how cool Obi-Wan's hair was. so. You don't think about any of that. So with like the big bad emperor being the main bad guy, and then you got Darth Vader who's under him, and then Boba Fett who's under him, you have to remember that Boba Fett was really cool, but you didn't see him in action very much. You just saw him standing around, and everyone hated him, probably, because in episode 5, he's the guy who took Han Solo in the Carbonite. He took him to Jabba the Hutt. So everyone hated him. So sure, maybe in episode 6, Han Solo being blind and stabbing his jetpack and you know him falling into the Sarlacc pit, that was a fitting end for the end of the series. So he was technically supposed to be dead, which that must have been really satisfying for everyone who was watching that like in the cinema, you know? But
yeah, this bad guy died. Who?
Yeah, exactly. Like that's all he was. He was a bad guy. Now, Star Wars characters are Star Wars characters. There's no good or bad. I love Darth Vader. He's a bad guy. He was like the worst bad guy ever.
Yeah.
But I love Darth Vader. I don't think of him as a bad guy because I like his character. And same with Boba Fett.
Well, yeah, same for me and Darth Maul. I love Darth Maul as a character because, well, if anyone can prove Star Wars character survivability, it's Darth Maul.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. That's another.
Right? He gets cut in half, and, like, his mind is broken. He survives all that. He gets, like, 3 separate sets of robotic legs. He survives all that. He takes over, every single major crime organization in the Star Wars galaxy. Right?
And then dies in, like,
yeah, dies in fight. 2 seconds to Obi-Wan Kenobi. Spoilers if you have not seen the Rebels TV show. But like, that is one of the best Star Wars duels ever.
Yeah, also, it lasted the high ground 2 seconds. Like 2 inches. The best.
I'm sorry, but best Star Wars duel is Anakin and Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Actually true. Episode 3. No question.
So good.
Absolutely no question. That duel, oh my word. I don't know whether to cry or laugh during that duel. Because, like, it's so emotional, but all the memes come flooding back. So I'm like, guys, this is so funny.
Right?
I don't know. During that scene, like, I can laugh all the way through episode 3. It's an amazing film. So many memes. Again, laugh all the way through it. But when it gets to that scene, I will shut up and stay quiet. Because if any scene deserves respect out of all the Star Wars movies, it's that one.
I think that actually, you know what? I could and probably would watch that movie back to back 2 times. First time, laugh at all the memes and stuff. Second time, take it seriously and actually like understand. That movie is one of the most emotional movies I've ever seen. Like, if you like Star Wars, that movie is so good. So good.
Go watch Revenge of the Sith then The Princess Bride, then The Lord of the Rings.
We're building your movie list. You're going to have like a week's worth of movies by the end of this.
Yeah, this is your homework. If it's not done by the time the next episode comes out, we will be very disappointed.
You're in big trouble, mister.
Or Mrs., whoever you are.
I'll bend you on my knee, boy.
I'm going to tan your hide.
Boy, have you lost your mind? Because I'll help you find it.
Don't do that.
Yeah, whatever. No.
So, yeah, that was a great movie.
Great film. We have talked about almost nothing but Star Wars.
I know.
And I'm not complaining.
And do I care?
Oh, speaking of Star Wars, another thing. Ahsoka is supposed to appear in Mandalorian Season 2.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm interested to see what they do.
I know she's supposed to be played by... I don't know where I was going with that. I know the actress that she's supposed to be played by, but I don't know her name.
Do you or not?
I do. She's actually played by me. I'm going to show up in like orange body makeup and everything with my lightsaber hilts and...
Lightsaber.
I'll come in like... Annie!
What?
Sky Guy!
Anakin isn't even in Mandalorian, dude.
She's what? Crying. She misses him, Kyle, obviously.
She's trying. She just, like, talks about him all the time. No
it's reason. Like, it's oh, like my gosh. Do you even know Anakin? Now, he's, like, the coolest guy.
Do you even know right now?
What did you guys think about seeing Mando's face? Did you like it or no?
You know what? I didn't mind it too much. I actually kind of liked it just because I didn't feel like it was, it's kind of weird. I didn't feel like it was built up like to be this super major thing. It's just what his character does. His character just wears a helmet. It's not that he really has like a reason to take it off constantly.
It's part of the
That's
the Mando Creed. He just wears a helmet. It's not like it's this big, super amazing thing. He just has a helmet.
Well, I mean, to him, it is this big thing because that is the Mando Creed or something. That's like their big deal. You put the helmet on, nobody sees you without it.
Yeah, and it was built up for so long. You know, you saw him take off his helmet, but you never saw his face until that last episode, and. I think that's very important because it shows how little you're supposed to know about the character, and that's why you get to learn more about him as time goes on, just like with any show.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought, I don't know. At first, I was upset. I didn't really want to know what he looked like. I think they should have kept that hidden until maybe the second season, just to kind of keep you into it, but I understand, like, even if the second season didn't happen, that way you would know, like, what he looks like anyway. So I think it was a good idea.
I also think, it helps humanize the character, because before that, it's just this kind of a faceless thing. Like, you know it's a person, but you never see his flesh and blood face.
Now, here's what I don't want to see, figure. And this is something that a lot of shows and movies do. When characters like take their helmet off, they do it in the sequel trilogy with Kylo Ren. He takes his helmet off and just leaves it off for like ever.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. It's like, why wouldn't you be wearing your helmet now? I don't want to see in the second season that he just like constantly. Like, you don't need to see his face during the second season for any reason. He should still be the same way where he's always got his helmet on. He doesn't.
Yeah.
Can just see his face all the time, I'm going to be slightly annoyed. But
that would ruin the whole narrative of the show, in my opinion.
Like, I know that he looks like is just this beat up bloody guy. So if he starts like taking it off, you know, and seeing what he actually looks like when he's not in pain, you know, I want to see this man in pain. Okay,
it's all I want.
But he, the director. Oh crap, what's his name?
Dave Filoni.
He played... No. Well, he directed an episode, but the main director of the show...
Is the guy who plays Happy.
Jon Favreau, that's his name.
Oh, yeah.
He is doing such a good job, and I do think they should keep his... Like, again, it's a character. Why would his whole, you know, identity of keep the helmet on at all costs. Like, he was willing to die to keep the helmet on.
Yeah.
But the droid...
Oh, my word.
The droid fixed him. Oh, so, my God. He wouldn't change and then be like, oh, okay, I can take my helmet off whenever. No, that's not the case. So I don't think they will change that. If they do, I'll be very surprised and disappointed because Mando is an awesome character.
Yeah, there's something with Star Wars and masks. They love concealing people's faces because their faces show their emotions. So same with Darth Vader, Boba Fett even. You'd never found out what Boba Fett looked like, technically, not in canon. Like, you saw his actor.
Yeah.
He played like one of the pilots in episode one. He also was like one of the, he was the like Imperial officer who grabbed Princess Leia by the arms.
On Bespin.
But you, in canon, you don't know what he looks like.
Because it's only during the prequel trilogies where you figure out what actually he was.
Yeah, he's a clone. So technically, I guess you do know what he looks like, but...
Well, yeah, but you don't figure that out. So, like, if we only had the originals,
yeah,
we'd be
like,
stuck
you
with only
know.
That information. Information. We wouldn't know anything about him. We just know, oh, he just died in a stupid way.
And with Darth Vader, like, you don't know what he looks like. You always think he's going to be, like, this evil guy. You don't even know what really to think about him until he takes off his helmet at the end of episode 6. And you see, like, the love in his eyes. You see how he's changed as a person. You see what he thinks towards Luke. That's the power of not seeing someone's face. And I think that Star Wars really utilized that in a great way.
Yeah.
Well, definitely, because it builds up an image of, in your mind, what do you think this person looks like, especially for someone like Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then,
like, this absolutely evil person, and then he takes it off, and he's just some old dude.
Yeah, he looks like a hard-boiled egg.
That's a gross hard-boiled egg, dude.
Changes what you thought about him.
Yeah. Well, you'd never think that he looked like that.
Because
if you think, only having seen the originals, you don't know any of this other information. You think he's probably this young guy. You don't know what happened to him. We don't even know the story of how he is Luke's father. We don't know any of that. It's such a powerful thing to see a being's face. I say a being.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, like, even the Emperor, he has a hood. You can never see his full face till, like, episode 6.
Well, technically, no. I think you saw him in episode 5 on the big hologram.
Right. But it's still like shadowed. It's still in
shadow.
Yeah,
you never really see
his
full face.
Yeah.
So again, you're not really supposed to know who he is, because then having the prequels, you find out he is Palpatine. So it makes sense to have the hood.
Yeah. Emperor the name Palpatine was never used in the I know it was never used in episode 6, but I don't think it was ever used in the original trilogy at all. I think they just referred to him as the Emperor.
Yeah, they didn't care. Well, because originally he didn't need a backstory. He wasn't this like amazing, really. He was
a
big bad guy.
Yeah, he just
classic big bad villain is what he was, because he filled the He was just filling the shoes for it. And then with the prequels, they made him into the character that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
With all the extra stuff, so...
I do really, really love the Emperor and the Chancellor Palpatine as a character, because he has this huge overarching plan. You don't even see it. You have no idea. And then, like, until it... episode 3... everything just starts happening, falling into place one after the other. And, like, the way he manipulated Anakin throughout all of these movies.
Yeah, he kind of showed him that, like, he's his father figure. So that's why he was so torn between, you know, not having attachments versus feeling like he had someone he could talk to.
Yeah. Well, even to the point of revealing to a Jedi, one that is on the council but not a master... Still on the council. He says,
it's outrageous.
He basically just says, hey, I'm a Sith Lord, but it's okay because I'm your daddy.
Okay.
Not like that, but you get what I'm saying, right? Not like that. You get what I'm saying. That's kind of what, like, that's what he said. No, that's not what he said.
That's not all.
But he revealed, I'm a Sith Lord.
Did you have a hair?
Anakin doesn't do anything. Actually, he does. He does the right thing. He goes and tells Mace Windu.
And then he does the wrong thing.
And goes and kills Mace Windu.
Yes.
So, you kind of see his whole plan worked out exactly as he wanted it to.
Oh, yeah. That there was no doubt in his mind that he was going to get what he wanted. And I think that he didn't want to, like, you know, obviously he didn't want to lose in episode 6, but he found a way to survive it somehow, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
And my headcanon is that he didn't survive and that he is a clone.
Compared to the sequel trilogy as well, you know, Legends did bring him back more than one time with whole cloning
class. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think Luke kills him like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
In the span of everything. So it's not like it's a completely unoriginal idea. So can't give him too much flack for it, but I still don't really like it.
It's not a clone. It's literally him from episode 6 in the flesh. Okay. Somehow the same flesh.
Extreme survivability through the Force is something that is possible in Star Wars. Because
Anakin Skywalker gets burned alive.
Yeah. Loses all 4 of his limbs, burned in lava, and somehow survives. But I'm talking about like using the Force to like extract life essence and that kind of crap. Somewhere between Old Republic and the prequels, like way, way before the prequels, but sometime after Old Republic, I think, was an emperor, like a Sith Lord. What's his name? Emperor V. It starts with a V. Don't remember his name.
Vigo.
But maybe. I wanted to say Vesuvius, but I knew that wasn't it. Emperor Vesuvius. But he was the one. He is like the longest reigning emperor ever, but he reigned for thousands of years because of this technique in the Force where he could move his like his soul into another body and just continue doing that as many times as he wanted, pretty much, as well as drain the life force from others.
Yeah,
which is what you see in episode 9 Palpatine does to Rey and Kylo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
canon. I was talking to one of my friends about this a couple weeks ago, and I was talking to him and we were talking about Star Wars and about how being a Sith, you know, there's really no reason that you should want to dominate the galaxy, really. Like Emperor Palpatine, he wanted peas for dinner. No, he wanted peace.
Apparently, I love that.
Yeah, we shall have peace.
Peace.
Awesome. All of these quotes are from episode 3. It's amazing.
Go watch it. So he wanted peace in the galaxy, but he also wanted to rule entirely. So all of these worlds and all these systems had rulers of their own, but he wanted to rule over the entire thing. But for a Sith coming out of the shadows, that's very odd. Like, all the systems were living. Obviously, there was a war, and it's Star Wars, but they were all living in as much peace as could be expected between a galaxy. Yeah.
Well, you think about it. Nobody knew. It wasn't common knowledge that he was even Force-sensitive.
Oh, Dylan's gone.
I know. Hold on. It wasn't common knowledge that he was even Force-sensitive because he didn't broadcast that. Only he and Vader knew, really, and some of their closest advisors.
Well, yes, but that's the thing. Like, it's weird that Emperor Palpatine wanted galactic domination because no Sith before had really tried it. And I mean, I know you just said something about a Sith living for 1,000 years being the Emperor or something,
but that's not that's Legends now.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, exactly. So with him, it was just, I found it very odd. I was thinking about it and talking to my friend, I found it very odd that a Sith would want domination. He came out of the shadows, you know, and that's true what you said, like not a lot of people knew that they were Force sensitive, but like the higher ups did, like the guy in the chair when he said like
Well, yeah, all the moths knew. Like, all the fleet advisors knew. Well, they knew Vader was, at least.
That's true, yeah. But, I mean, Vader did call the Emperor his master, so they probably either figured it out or knew that, too, so.
Yeah. Dylan, are you back?
I am, yeah. Okay. I believe they're starting to download stuff in the living room, so my internet may be a bit spotty.
Right.
Well, that's all right. I was going to say we're coming up on...
Talk about nothing but Star Wars, but for
I'm happy with that. Honestly, these are the kind of conversations that we would have. Just kind of sitting down playing a game, we'd have these conversations for like hours on end, and these are the ones that I would want to record and put out there on a podcast. Just So yeah, that's the purpose of what we're doing.
Hopefully you enjoyed.
Let people join in.
That must have been excruciating.
People listen in, I guess.
Must have been excruciatingly painful to listen to if you've never even seen Star Wars.
Yeah, if you've not seen Star Wars, we're sorry, but you need to. So go watch Star Wars.
Wait. If you're going to watch it in release order. So episodes 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9. Yes. You have to watch it that way. That's the best way. You get the full story. You get the suspense more.
One thing I want to do is watch all of Star Wars media in chronological order.
We did that, and it was horrible. I felt so bored because you just saw everything coming.
No. Not just the movies.
Oh, like the shows and everything.
Yeah, all that's
good
what I said,
grief.
All Star Wars,
that would take
all Star Wars
years.
Media. So like, watch the movies.
Literally, it would take years.
Yeah. Well, even the Clone Wars episodes. Clone Wars episodes are not chronological at all.
What do you mean?
Well,
there's
see, that's
a whole big
I
thing that you can look up.
I need to watch all the Clone Wars. I've never even seen.
Oh
all
my
of
word!
Them.
We have
Dude,
all the seasons.
And I need to
we
watch
can,
the new season of it.
We have
they're
all
on
the
Disney Plus now. You need to go watch them.
They
they're
are.
Awesome.
I forgot.
Yeah. So that's cool. I might go rewatch Mando because that's cool.
Mando.
I got
when does
Mando
take place?
About watching the Clone Wars. Should I watch the? Should I watch them in chronological order, or should I just watch them in seasonal order?
I'd say first time through, watch them normally, like season 1, 2,
yeah,
three,
watch them how
go.
They came out, yeah.
I haven't even got, like, that might be my project now, is looking up what episodes,
and
like, looking it up, the chronological, and then going and watching them.
And as painful as it may be, watch the movie beforehand, because that really sets everything up.
Yeah, I'm still confused as to where the movie falls.
The movie's the beginning, because remember in the movie, Ahsoka, that's when Ahsoka and Anakin meet in the Clone Wars.
True, but episode 1 takes place before they go to that planet.
Oh, it does?
I'm pretty sure, and I think Ahsoka's in the first couple episodes.
Well, that's why I would be confused.
She is, yeah.
Yeah, and then they go to Christophsis, which
is
the planet where she comes
in. The first couple, but then it goes back in time and shows when she first becomes his apprentice.
Yeah.
And it goes back to him. It's really weird how it skips around like
that. Yeah. So that might be what I do next is I'll go watch those in chronological order so I can see the full story. Because it's been a while since I've rewatched those. I haven't watched all of Rebels, which has for as much as of a kids show as it is.
It's still canon. If you still get
it's,
story.
Well, it's
out
still
of
canon.
It.
There's a lot of lore in it.
Yeah.
Like a lot of Star Wars, like deep lore is in that show.
And it's I wouldn't really call it a kids show. I think it was reaching out to kids, but I think it was just as much for adults as it is for kids because, like you said, it's all lore. Like, there's lore in that, too. And that's adults love about Star Wars. That's what I love about Star Wars.
That's why I'm excited to see what The Mandalorian has in Season 2. Because Season 1, they're setting up all this stuff. And that's usually what the first in any series is, setting up everything to then fall into place. Season 2... I have high hopes. I want it to. I just want it to have some deep connections.
I mean, with Boba Fett being back, I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be just fine. I can't wait to see him like live action being cool again, like actually shooting his gun, not just standing there ominously saying like some really cool lines. It'll be with a lot to me.
But yeah, so that's. That's about it, I think, for episode 2.
I think that's a pretty good runtime.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I ran for this whole episode. I was running for the whole thing.
Not even out of breath. That's amazing.
I was sprinting.
I'm at Dylan's house right now. That's how far I ran.
Holy cow.
Yep. I'm at his house.
What?
I'm at the hospital. That's how far I am.
Dang it.
But yeah, thank you all for coming by and listening. We have actually seen in the analytics of the episode, we've seen we have quite a few listeners so far.
Six!
Six, it's amazing. Two of those are Connor, so it's really good.
Practically millions.
I actually think three of them are me. I accidentally listened to it again.
Yeah.
So I'm half of our listeners, but hey, once we're big podcasters, I think we'll be just fine. We're going to be like the most famous podcasters.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Yes, we are. We're going to be the best.
Once we hit like episode 400, we're going to look back at this and we're going to be like, you know what? These mics are really good now. We were trash back then.
Trash, bro. We were trash, bro.
We are trash, bro. That is, we are trash.
We are trash, bro.
But yeah, thanks you all. Yep. For stopping by, listening. Hope you enjoyed. We will have another show for you next week where we'll do top five Star Wars characters. We might have another new segment. Possibly. And then another random conversation. So.
Yeah. Hopefully not all about Star Wars. We can try and, I mean, this was all Star Wars, so probably.
Yeah, this is literally all Star Wars.
We'll try to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Next time we can do Skyrim or Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
or...
no. I don't think it should all be about.
It's about to get serious up in here.
Yeah, that's awesome. But yeah, we'll be back next week with another show. Hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you then. Bye.
Okay. See you guys later.
Bye.